Recordings vary site specific. The visual and representation of the sounds of the area are an identifier, like a football strip or a school uniform, and they represent each place on a minute and mundane level, really day to day and tiny detail. The idea evolved just after I'd moved to Murray, and I was having a random chat about birds, and birds having regional accents and singing slightly differently from place to place. And I was reading about fishermen's Guernseys from the Murray Firth at the time, and was hearing lots of Doric being spoken by my partner's family. They were teaching me loads of new words, and that started me off thinking about accents and language and how language travels and spreads, and about regional differences in dialect and words, and how also if you work in textiles, you're very acutely aware that that's similar in textiles. Each area has its own brand of lace making, embroidery, knitting, its own styles or techniques. And that made me think about how stitches travelled and how styles of making travel the world on the backs of people and their clothes and their handwork that they were doing, and patterns spread from area to area. That put me on to thinking about the concept of knitted thumbprints, a knitting pattern that could identify a country or region or individual, and how identity is measured. About where you're from, your homeland and belonging and movement, birds, migration and communication, about online communities and how data spreads in the virtual world and is used to track movement, information and location.